Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with you at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles in meetings today, getting ready, of course, for next Sunday's Super Bowl 52. The media starting to pile in South Philadelphia. Eagles had four players meet the media on Wednesday. We're going to hear from a couple of them now. First, safety Malcolm Jenkins understands how difficult it is to prepare for Tom Brady and a very difficult and complicated Patriots scheme that is loaded with good players. Maybe the best player is tight end Rob Gronkowski. Jenkins figures to see a lot of him in the Super Bowl, and he says Gronkowski is a very tough matchup.
This is my first opportunity. Obviously looking forward to the matchup, but I mean, he's the top tight end in this league for a reason. He does a great job of creating contact and using his body to separate the defender from the ball and catches, you know, contested throws, catches open. He's faster than most people think. And then obviously Brady puts it in a spot where, you know, only he can get it. And he's a great player, man. So it's tough to get down. So I'm looking forward to the matchup, man. Whoever's got that, you know, on any given snap has got their hands full.
On the offensive side, quarterback Nick Foles coming off the best game of his career. Let's hear from Foles. And then the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, joins me in studio.
I don't know. I don't know if it's really hit me. I've just sort of been staying in the moment, in the sense of, like, just preparing for this game. You know, this is, you know, our next game, a great opponent in the Patriots. And so my mindset, obviously, after the game, that experience, having, you know, experiencing that with Philadelphia fans, the organization, family members, teammates. I mean, that's something that's really special. And so we're enjoying that for the next couple of days and just, you know, there's time to reflect and just, you know, my family is here, my wife's family. So just sitting there and just enjoying that time with them. But now it's back to preparing because this is a great game, a great responsibility. And I know we're all focused on, you know, preparing for this game.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Dave Spadaro with our Santander Legend of the Week. And why not? Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, going to your third Super Bowl. Merrill, congratulations. How much fun is this whole thing been?
It's fun. I mean, it really is fun. It's an opportunity to do the biggest game in sports, and I love it. I love the fact that this team, that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, and that they have, I think they have a great chance to win this one, which is wonderful for all of these fans who have had their heart in this team and done so much coming bad weather and bad teams and good days. And they've weathered so much over the years that here they have an opportunity to finally make their dream or watch their dream come true.
Merrill, let's go back to Sunday and the tremendous experience at Lincoln Financial Field, 38-7 win over the Minnesota Vikings. What was your thoughts on the game, the fans, your entire experience?
Well, the fans are great. As the game began in that first series, the Vikings moved as if they were going through air. I didn't think there was one play that didn't work, and it looked ridiculously easy. And then some things happened, including a special teams penalty. But then when Patrick Robinson grabbed that interception after the pass rush and the deflection and took it across the field and in for a touchdown, you could hear Lincoln Financial Field shake. I mean, absolutely shake. And I got the feeling right then and there that this was going to be the Eagles' night.
You know, I've talked about this. That play, the way it changed the momentum of the game.
Oh, it did.
Tremendous change. I can't remember a lot of plays, Merrill, that I've seen in Eagles games where one play completely changed things.
Yeah, but that is certainly one of them.
Yeah.
That was such a huge play. But then from there on in, it was masterful. I mean, it was almost surgical the way the offense moved downfield. The brilliance of Nick Foles putting together a game for the ages. The defense suffocating the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, do you realize in two straight games, well, in the Atlanta game, after they never scored again.
Right,
the Falcons
right.
never scored in the second half. And in the Minnesota game, that 7 points on the first drive was it.
Yeah.
The Vikings were done, and the Eagles' defense dominated.
And now the big question, of course, is, Merrill, can Nick Foles have another game for the ages? Can the defense have another superlative effort in the big stage against Tom Brady and this New England Patriots team? Merrill, your thoughts on early, I know, but your thoughts on this game.
You know, I was on the air with John Ritchie on WIP this morning, and he said, can Nick Foles sustain that kind of performance? And I said, I don't think so, because if you keep sustaining those kind of performances and have quarterback ratings in the 140s, you should also go right to Canton, Ohio. That's not going to happen. But can Nick Foles put in another fine quarterback performance? Can he be a solid quarterback? Can he lead this team? Could he make the third down throws? The answer to all of those questions is absolutely yes. Nick Foles is an excellent deep passer. His confidence has grown. And what impressed me more, and probably more than any games I've ever seen with Nick Foles, was his pocket movement.
Yeah.
The way he climbed the pocket, the way that he instinctively moved to his right, the poise that he displayed. And, of course, Frank Reich pointed out that some of that is the product of excellent protection. And it is. But Nick Foles just had a career game, and he can also perform at a high level, at a level high enough to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Merrill, how have your Super Bowl experiences been in the past? Super Bowl 15, Super Bowl 39, both losses, but obviously a treasured experience in any professional's career.
You know, Dave, I want to tell you something. There is no greater feeling than what we felt the other night or after the Atlanta win.
That you felt so far.
That right. I felt so far, right. No. Or the one that the Eagles beating Dallas back on January 11th, 1981. And there was no worse feeling that I ever experienced than the morning after losing the Super Bowl. That next morning, you don't want to get out of bed. Going back to the so-called party after a Super Bowl loss, there is nothing more depressing in all of sports. I mean, this isn't real life in all of sports. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Each time in 1981, the players climbed on that plane to go home, and they said, you know what? You get to a Super Bowl, and you feel what it's like. You have to experience it. Next year, we're going back, and we're going to win this thing. Next year came 24 years later.
Right.
Same thing after 2013 was a whole other ball of wax. But the 2004, when they finished that Super Bowl, everybody felt, you know, this team is still good. T.O. is going to be healthy again.
Right.
This team is going back next year. And we're going to win this thing. Now we're talking 13 years later. That's where the 13 came from. But I want to tell you something. When you get in one of these things, you can look at this Eagles team and you say they have a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz. They have some great young players. We haven't seen Sidney Jones explode yet. He's going to be a premier corner, it would seem. The youth on this team, it's built to go forward for the next decade. But you never know when the stars are all going to align, that the right bounce is going to come your way. And a lot of things happen on the way to this big game. They're there. They are at the doorstep of the Lombardi Trophy. Everybody must play this game with an air of desperation, as if it's the last game, the last chance they will ever have. Probably not going to be, but they've got to say, we have got to win this game this year. We're not worried about next year or in 2020. We want to win the Super Bowl this year, and we're going to do everything in our power to do it. And you know what? I, more than any other time before any other Super Bowl, believe that this is going to happen.
Merrill, the Eagles and the Patriots, we know the game. The week of the game, it's not everybody, oh, it's parties and this. There's a lot of work involved. What is your week like before the Super Bowl?
Well, my preparation will be the same. The memorization.
Understood all that. I'm talking about, but you're in demand. People want to talk to you.
Yeah, and I've gotten a million demands already. Can I do this interview and that interview? I'll take a few appearances that look interesting, but I've been asked to host a chalk talk with Drew Brees, one with Dak Prescott. So that will be fun, getting to know enemy quarterbacks. But mostly it's going around to the different press conferences. I'll probably attend them, all the media events, but I don't care. I'm not there to go to this party and that party. It's not my week to go out and just go to parties and celebrate. I hope to celebrate after the game on Sunday, February 4th. I hope we all go back to the hotel and have a celebration of a game that we will remember fondly for the rest of our lives.
Wonderful. Merrill Reese, our Santander legend of the week. And we, of course, will be hearing him on February 4th as the Eagles and the Patriots play in Super Bowl 52. More to get to here on Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Merrill's broadcast partner, Mike Quick, joins me in studio. Our first look at the New England Patriots. Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. With favorites like the McChicken for just $1, it's your value menu. Create whatever meal you want for $1, $2, or $3. I'm loving it.
A hero to me is somebody that acts without hesitation.
Helps someone in need, helps a community in need.
Do what is right, whether somebody's watching or not.
Somebody selflessly doing something for others.
That's what a real life hero is.
Somebody that lives their life
trying to help somebody.
Ordinary people.
Willing to answer the cry.
Anybody who can show signs of courage. Really anybody.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer, broadcast booth Hall of Famer as well. Mike Quick, welcome to the Super Bowl.
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, we're not in Minneapolis yet, but it's all about the Super Bowl.
Who would have thought?
Did you ever think?
A couple of weeks ago, I started really thinking a couple of weeks ago. And, gosh, Sunday night, I felt like this team could win, but I don't think anyone saw what was coming.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up next. Because if the Eagles play like they did on Sunday night, then the New England Patriots, we take our first look at them, presented by Whipfleet. If the Eagles play like they did on Sunday night, Mike.
We're dancing down the streets.
Yeah, I mean, now to do that, it's much more difficult against a team that really comes at you from so many different ways. We all know about the aura, and a very well-deserved aura from a five-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Quarterback like Tom Brady, a head coach like Bill Belichick, the machine is still operating at a very high level.
Well, they're just the best at what they do. Bill Belichick has proven that he's one of the best coaches in all of football for a long time. Tom Brady, if he's not the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, he's probably the best of our time. And I always thought it was Joe Montana, but I really think that Tom Brady is just a special guy. And it's not so much the people around him, it's really him that really makes this thing work. Because you look over the years and the different people that he's had playing the receiver or the skilled positions, and he's been able to make it work with all these different people. But you put those same people on any other team, and they're just mediocre guys.
Yeah, I wonder what Jim Schwartz is trying to concoct in this period of time as they put the game plan together. Because let's be honest, Brady's not going to be surprised by anything he sees.
No.
He's going to make adjustments to everything. So what do you do if you're the defense here? How do you play this?
The main thing is, and it really gets down to the basics, you win the line of scrimmage. And that's where the Eagles have to be able to win on both sides of the ball. But I think it's most important that the two inside guys, and sometimes maybe even a linebacker, you're pushing the pocket, you're breaking down the pocket. Because when Tom Brady can't step up in the pocket, and when he doesn't have that room to step forward and throw the ball, then he has issues. When he's got to slide, when he's got to delay and try and create time, extend the play, that is when things break down for him. So I think it's imperative that Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, those guys in the middle push the pocket and take advantage of the guards. I think this offensive line of the Patriots, they're not very good. Tom Brady can help to make them look good the way he gets rid of the ball quickly or the way he sees things and is able to get them out of a bad situation. But to me, that is the Achilles heel of this offense for the Patriots, that offensive line.
Yeah, and I saw them in a Monday night game this year against the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins won the game by dominating the line of scrimmage. And I thought at that time, boy, you know, if the Eagles ever played the Patriots, this would be a good matchup for the Eagles from that standpoint, because the strength of this team is at the line of scrimmage and on the defensive side of the ball. As we've seen, they keep coming at you, coming at you. Now, what about the matchups in the secondary, Mike, with the Eagles secondary against an underwhelming names, but... You know, look, they've got weapons in Amendola, who continues to make great plays. Brandon Cooks, who's got the speed. Gronk is obviously a very difficult matchup. How do the Eagles match up there?
Difficult. I think it's very difficult. But to me, it really gets back to getting to the quarterback. But Gronk, he's going to be a problem. Amendola, he's so shifty. What they have, and they look like clones. They're skilled guys for the most part. They are slight in build, but they are all very shifty. They've got quick feet. So Amendola, if he's working between the hash marks, he's a problem. So, you know, I think when you've got a guy like Patrick Robinson that's working in that area, he can match up with him. But still, Tom Brady has the ability to throw guys like that open. Gronk is a mismatch because of his size, because of his speed. It's hard to really match up with Gronk. So that's going to be a big challenge for Malcolm Jenkins or however Jim Schwartz chooses to deploy his guys to try and slow down that offense.
Super Bowl 39, it was Deion Branch who wrecked the Eagles' defense. I wonder, in your opinion, Mike, is Tom Brady better now than he was in the 2005 Super Bowl?
In some ways, he is better. I think he's smarter. He understands everything that's going on the field, and he's able to make adjustments. And as I said, he'll make his offensive line look good because he's not going to take sacks. He's going to make sure, even if a guy goes free, that he's able to get rid of the ball in an area of a receiver rather than taking a sack and put that on the offensive line.
On the other side of the ball, Mike, the Eagles' offense has been so good, particularly on Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
They've kept Nick Foles clean. They've given him a chance to throw the football. The skill position people have been outstanding. Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor and Torrey Smith. The running game has done enough. They've worked the screen game. And against New England, it's not about the personnel. It is about the X's and the O's and the way they disguise things.
Dave, this team has added an element. And if you look at what they did Sunday night, not just the horizontal passing game, but they started to stretch the field. And Nick Foles throwing the ball vertically down the field. So that's a whole new challenge for the New England Patriots that they really haven't seen from this team, that vertical passing game. So now you add that element to the things that they're doing already. I thought that Doug Peterson did a great job in game planning for Minnesota. And with 2 weeks to prepare for the New England Patriots, I'm expecting a great game plan. And I think all season long, he's done one heck of a job in calling plays game.
Great.
So that I think, bodes well for this team going up to Minnesota and playing New England Patriots.
And it's interesting. The Patriots really haven't been all that impressive in the playoffs here. They beat up on the Tennessee team after trailing early. They came from behind to beat Jacksonville on Sunday. Some of the numbers here. Patriots are converting 48% of their third downs throughout the preseason. The Eagles allowing only a 38% conversion rate. So that's key for the Eagles. Get off the field on third downs. New England only 73.5 yards rushing per game in the postseason. So they don't scare you.
Yeah. Because Tom Brady will throw the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
That's not
in that short intermediate area.
Right. Yeah. And it is almost like giving a handoff. A long handoff is what is it really is. He's throwing the ball these little short dink and dunk passes and trying to get his skilled guys to make you miss and get downfield.
And the Eagles offense has been great on third downs. Sunday again, 10 of 14 conversions against a Vikings team that had allowed only 25% conversion rate on third downs all season.
They were the best in football and on third downs, and the Eagles took them apart on third downs. And an even bigger stat was the Eagles were perfect in the red zone. They scored in red zone twice. They scored two touchdowns in the red zone. And they are really making this run-pass option part of the offense really work well. Nick Foles understands it. He understands where the ball has to go based on where the defense is aligned. And that has really worked well. So incorporating that with Nick at quarterback has really helped this offense.
So that is our first look of many looks at the New England Patriots presented by Whip Flea. 15-3 Eagles, 15-3 Patriots. Here we go again, 13 years later, the Eagles and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. More to get to here on Eagles 360 presented by Santander when we return. A progress report, Ike Reese and Mike Quick. looking at left tackle Halapalavati Vaitai, certainly one of the unsung heroes of this postseason march. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
New pass every month? That's old news. Switch to the reloadable, replaceable, reusable Septa Key. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com for info.
Hit the beach this spring with me, Dave Spadaro, and your favorite Eagles players and alumni. Travel to Maljade Riviera Cancun in Riviera Maya, Mexico, for a getaway full of special activities and VIP events. Packages include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, unlimited luxury hotel accommodations, plus all meals and drinks. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
Excuse me, everyone. Paul. Paul. This is $3 million Mega Multiplier, the new game from the Pennsylvania Lottery, with top prizes of $3 million. $3 million!
Did you win?
I don't know. I'm so excited about it. This could be a big winner. Oh, just had to share. Carry on.
Sometimes the moments before you scratch are as exciting as the moments you do. Keep on scratching.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ta-ta tokens, the Septa Key travel wallet is here. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com to meet the less jingly way to pay.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Time now for the FanDuel Progress Report, and we focus this time on left tackle Halapalavati Vaitai, second-year player who really stepped up in the absence of Jason Peters and saved his best for the NFC Championship game. Mike Quick and Ike Reese take a look at the Eagles' left tackle.
All right, Q, this week's progress report brings us to second-year left tackle Halapalavati Vaitai. Great job by him this past week. Spotlight was going to be on him going up against Everson Griffin. And quite frankly, we didn't hear Griffin's name all night being called.
Very little, because, and everyone talked about Griffin coming into this game, had 13 sacks, led this team in sacks, but Vaitai, a tremendous job of keeping him away from the quarterback. This is this textbook. He's able to extend and just lock out and make sure that this guy right here has room and time to throw the football. But all game long, Ike, Vaitai is a big part of the success of this football team.
It's not easy slowing down 97. He gave up a little pressure, but I like the way he always kept himself between Nick Foles and Everson Griffin. You watch here on this flea flicker. Going to do a nice job. Initial punch there.
Yeah.
Now, this play is going to take a little time, right? So, you know, Griffin is going to keep working. I love the way Vaitai continues to move his feet, and he's basically going to watch Griffin up the field past Nick Foles.
But let me show you a crucial point. Where Griffin tries to disengage and Vaitai just grabs and pulls him right back in and just works him around that pocket, allows Nick Foles to step up and deliver the ball down the field.
And the key there, again, is moving his feet, being able to stay in front of Everson Griffin. And then let's watch him here on this play. I like the action that you're going to get in this run play.
Yep.
Great play design. We're going to get Jason Kelce popping out here. We're going to get Brandon Brooks popping out here. This action basically is going to get these linebackers to have their eyes going here.
That's right.
And the design of this play is to run Ajayi back to this side.
So, listen, you're going to get a skilled guy. This guy is going to be free. He's going to come free. You're going to get a skilled guy in a one-on-one situation where you're expecting him to win against this guy. And you're right. This action gets everybody on the defense stepping this way, and it really sets up this block. And you watch Vitae and Ike. This linebacker is a fast guy. He's 6 feet tall. He's a former soccer player, and he can move. But watch how well this big man is able to stay with him down the field and make sure that Ajayi can get extra yards running the football.
I don't know if we could have seen that type of athleticism out of Big V early this year, at least from a confidence standpoint. This is what Jason Peters made look so easy time after time, getting to that second level and being able to stay in front of those defenders. Now, let's take a look here. Now, let's watch Big V and Stefan Wisniewski. These two right here, man, they did a great job on 92 all day. I tell you, the one guy waiting to get out of this game was number 92. This block starts here, but it ends up 5 yards down the field. That's how you get pushed on a line of scrimmage.
Now, this is a true double team. Look at this. This is embarrassing. So when you go back and you look at the film and the whole team is sitting there, that's embarrassing. Yeah. When they're able to drive you 5 yards off of the football, that's really creating a new line of scrimmage and giving a lot of space for then Corey Clement to run the football.
Haven't heard Big D's name called a lot in the last 2 weeks.
That's a good thing.
That's a good sign. Great job, Halapuli Vati Vitae. Great progress.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Let's get you set for what is ahead here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app. It's the Amoroso's on the Menu segment coming your way a little bit later in the week. We've got the Eagles Live podcast. Get you caught up in everything that's kind of going on around the complex as the Eagles kind of turn this into a training camp environment. As Zach Ertz said, they're preparing as if they're playing this Sunday, so the team will go through some rigorous practices the rest of the week. We've also got the Eagles game plan show for you, some in-depth X's and O's look at this Super Bowl 52 matchup. And then on Sunday, the Eagles head out to Minneapolis, and we've got you covered right here. Check us out all day Sunday through our entire week of coverage in Minneapolis. That's our Amoroso's on the Menu segment for you. And that's it for this episode of Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day and fly, Eagles, fly.